you like to be part of a Johnny Cash video? That might seem an odd question given the fact that he died in 2003. But a new interactive website called the Johnny Cash Project not only brings to life his final studio recording, Ain't No Grave, it also gives Johnny Cash's many fans around the world a chance to connect with him through digital art. Ain't no grave can hold my body down. Chris Milk is the director of the Johnny Cash Project. He's previously worked on music videos for Kanye West and Arnold Sparkley, as well as Barack Obama's Democratic Convention biography video. He joins us from NPR West. Thanks so much for being with us, Mr. Milk.
Thanks for having me, Scott.
And just tell us how this works.
So basically how it works is we've built a website that people who are fans of Johnny Cash can go to, and through an interactive drawing tool, they can draw a frame from the video. Mm-hmm. And all of those frames from all of those thousands of people around the world are aggregated twice a day to make a multitude of different versions of the video. So what you get in the end is a music video that's sort of a living portrait of Johnny, where every single individual frame is drawn by a different person that loves him around the world.
This might be an inexact analogy, but almost like a Gothic cathedral. It's never quite finished. It's always a little different.
That's correct. Every single day it changes twice a day, and it's usually never the same video twice. And there's different versions of the video that you can watch. It can be the highest rated frames that you watch, or the frames with the most brush strokes, or the newest frames, frames that are labeled as abstract or realistic. So it's always constantly changing and growing.
Any idea how many people have contributed or how many people have participated so far?
Drawing-wise, I think we have about 50,000 so far.
Mm-hmm. Is there some artistic authority that decides what makes it and what doesn't?
There is a moderation process. So if you just scribble or draw a frowny face, then that will not get in. But if you draw the actual frame that you're given to reference, we'll put it in the video.
I was going to ask you why this song. But I will stipulate, if you go to the website and you see it, you almost don't have to ask that question, why this song.
Yeah, the song is called Ain't No Grave, and Johnny sings, "When I hear that trumpet sound, I'm going to rise right out of the ground. Ain't no grave can hold my body down." You know, he's singing about his own mortality and resurrection and eternal life.
Well, meet me, Jesus, meet me. Meet me in the middle of the air. And if these wings don't fail me, I will meet you anywhere. Ain't no grave can hold my body down.
The video is really a visual manifestation of all that love for Johnny around the world coming together and making something that's tangible, making his final music video.
Chris Milk is director of the Johnny Cash Project. Thanks so much for being with us, sir.
Thank you so much, Scott.
Ain't no grave.
And to watch a video about the Johnny Cash Project, you can visit nprmusic.org. This is NPR's Weekend Edition, directed by Elaine Heinzman, produced by Justine Kennan, Kimberly Adams, Ned Wharton, Walter Ray Watson, Leah Scarpelli, Thomas Pierce, Teen Beat Armaeus, and Becky Paris. Our technical director is Burke Hun. Our librarians are Akeem Oleski, Mary Glendinning, and Katie Doggart. Our web producer is Melissa Goh. Our show was produced today by Sarah Lucy Oliver and edited by Tony Marcano. We ought to get a middle name. Senior producer of Weekend Edition is Bridget Kelly. I'm Scott Simon.